can't decide and torn between a romantic, comedy, action, or an indie film to watch for the weekend? Well, well, well. Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast is your ultimate guide to the latest movies. Join us as we dissect the latest on the blockbusters. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast.
Welcome to the GSMC Movie Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Heidi, and unfortunately, I am not joined by the wonderful Ariane. It saddens me deeply, but I am a little bit happier because I am excited about the films that we are going to be talking about in this movie's episode. We are talking about some Netflix extravaganza films. We will be starting by talking about the short documentary Zion, which is great. I also learned that Netflix does short documentaries, which was a wonderful find. And I love documentaries, as you all have heard from me and Ariane talking about them. We love documentaries. We loved White Hats. And Zion is no exception. I thought it was great. I am very excited to talk about that. We will also be talking about the Netflix film Dumpling, which is also great. It is not a short documentary. It is a full-length film, and it is adorable, and it involves Jennifer Aniston and Dolly Parton, so I don't know what there is to not like. So I'm excited to talk about that one as well. But I wanted to start with Zion, probably because I liked Dumpling, but this film, it just got me. Again, probably because I'm partial to documentaries, so that was probably part of it. But also because I am a really big fan of inspirational films. And kind of like when I think about movies, I think about something that is inspirational, and kind of like the movies that I love the most are sort of uplifting. Like, for example, like an underdog story, or like showing like the power of like mankind. I kind of think of like a lot of Tom Hanks sort of movies where it's like, oh, he survived. Like, I don't know. Like, I really enjoyed the movie The Post, sort of this great Meryl Streep movie where she sort of overcomes all these other, you know, voices and becomes strong and puts her paper out there and puts the story out there that could bring them down. But she does it anyway because it's the right thing to do. And I just think of these really big type of films with these big stories that leave you feeling inspired and feeling like you can do anything and, you know, stand up to the man. But I felt that when I watched this film, even though this is a short documentary, it's like, I don't know, like 20 minutes. And even though it was small, it gave me all of these big feelings that these larger blockbuster Hollywood movies give me. These kind of like epic tales, you know, they make my heart swell. But this movie had that same type of feeling. And probably some of that is because this is a sports documentary, and sports movies are always like, you know, like overcoming, or just like growing stronger and what humans can do and what we're physically capable of and things like that. So usually they're inspiring stories. And I think that's also what added to this feeling of inspiration for me. This film, again, as I said, is a short documentary. It is came out on Netflix in 2018. It directed by Floyd Russ and executive producer Greg Beauchamp and producer Carter Collins, also produced by Floyd Russ as well as directed by him. And this film stars Zion Clark, who, you know, is himself, since it's a documentary. Another character that I want to mention is the coach, Coach Gil Donahue, which, again, he is himself in this film. And this film is so touching. It is a Netflix documentary, and it was one of 2018's most anticipated at the Sundance Film Festival. I see why, honestly. It's beautiful. It is about Zion Clark, who is a young wrestler who was born without legs and grew up in foster care. And this particular part of his life that is in the documentary is him in high school, and it shows him as a high school wrestler. He has been wrestling since he was like 2 years old, and it's not like a Special Olympics type situation. He is just on the high school wrestling team with all of the other, you know, all the other wrestlers, and obviously he stands out. And it is about the story of him just as he finishes up his senior year, and just like as he, it just talks about his wrestling career in high school and what that really meant for him and also for his coach and just for so many other people around him. And it's this very inspirational story. So to start, Zion was the subject, well, to start about, I guess, where this documentary began, it really started even before it began filming. And it, I believe this came to the attention of Floyd Rest because of a ESPN profile that was about Zion. It was came out in 2016, and it was an ESPN profile and photo essay which followed Zion through the final days of his high school wrestling career. Reporter Michael McElroy predicted that the moments after his last match could have been something out of a movie, and essentially this documentary, Zion, like, is that movie. It's so inspiring. I can't say that enough. I'm just gonna keep saying it. I'm sorry. Zion Clark was born with caudal regression syndrome, which is a congenital disorder that affects the development of the lower spine. So in Zion Clark's case, he was born without lowered limbs. And then he was given up for adoption after he was born. He was shuffled from foster home to foster home about 7 or 8 times. And this is all what he talks about in the film. And I'm going to give some facts about this film. And you might feel like, well, now I know everything. It's only like 20 minutes. But it's not the facts that make this film. It is the heart that makes this film. So I could tell you everything that happens, and honestly, I will feel like I have not given anything away, because I even knew what the movie was about before watching it, and it just still struck me just like an arrow straight to the chest, really. So during the time that Zion Clark was in foster care, he said that he was starved and beaten, and this detail comes out in the documentary, but it wasn't actually mentioned in the 2016 profile. In fact, the ESPN feature specifically noted, it said, quote, he doesn't like to say much about his childhood. So clearly this is a very painful period of his life. It kind of sounds like as he got a little older when the documentary was made after ESPN, the ESPN profile, I would guess maybe he just grew up a little bit and felt like he was at a point where he could talk about this really difficult part of his life. So I'm really glad they did it when they did, because I feel like we really got a more intimate picture of his life. Zion was eventually adopted, but he was adopted when he was 16. Because he'd been in foster care his whole life, he really didn't have any family. And we get a little glimpse into this in the film, Coach Gil Donahue. And he explains, Zion had no family. He had no stability in his life, and like that could really be a recipe for disaster. He mentions, you know, like you could get a lot of people who just act out, a lot of kids who are just really bad kids. But you sort of see that Zion channels so much of this anger into his wrestling. And Zion talks a little bit about his childhood. And he said, like, yeah, like I was a bad kid. I wasn't great. But when you see him in this film, when you see him wrestling, you see so much of his concentration as he's just bringing so much of this anger into this sport. And he channels it so well with the help of his coach. And it's just beautiful to watch. When Zion began wrestling, he discovered really these like new ways to feel empowered. And he also found a family through like the coach, through the team. Zion actually began wrestling before high school when he was 2 years old, and it was the only activity that remained constant throughout his life, no matter where he went. And all of this experience, all this wrestling experience, all this experience developing a family on the team and with his coach, it all built into Zion's senior year at his high school, which is Massillon Washington High School in Northeast Ohio. at the end of his senior year, he finished the season with a 33-15 record, which sent him to the district finals. It's so great to watch. The documentary doesn't film that particular part, but it does show clips of the match. So you see, like, in the events that happened in the past. So it's filmed after that final match. The coach, Gil Donahue, explains that when Zion came onto the team, they had to, like, experiment and see different techniques that would make him successful, techniques that maybe he couldn't use because of some of his bodily limitations. And he learned to exploit what he was good at. And then he really drilled into the techniques that he could use, like, with his condition, and how that would just, like, make him even better. And it made him an even stronger wrestler, despite what any, you know, what was going on with his body, what any of those things. He became this really powerful wrestler and sportsman. And obviously he did go into the finals. And it's just this amazing story of seeing him work with his coach, who is someone that he feels really becomes like a father figure to Zion. And it just, like, seeing him thrive and seeing, it looks like he finally came to his sense of self and power. Besides anything going on with his body, or what anyone saw when looking at him. And also to mention, I would say it's not like he hated himself, or at least they never really say that in the film. It's more like, because Zion didn't know anything different with his body, he always accepted himself for who he was. But wrestling and becoming really good at the sport gave him even more confidence, even though it wasn't that he ever, like, doubted himself. But you just see him really glow in this way. So before we continue talking about, before we move on to a few other points that I have about this story, we're going to take a quick break, and then I'm excited to keep talking about Zion and hopefully inspire all of you to watch it.
Want to know the latest and hottest music hitting the airwaves? Don't be left out. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. Keith keeps you on the loop with everything you need to know from pop, rock, hip-hop, and the top 40. And we'll throw in news of your favorite artists, concert and tour dates, and so much more. Listen no further, because this is the Gold Standard in Music Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Movie Podcast. We are continuing to talk about the Netflix short documentary Zion. Before the break, I mentioned a little bit about Zion's confidence and how it really blossomed to be becoming this great wrestler. But I also want to mention a part of this that really happens at the beginning that also struck me is when Zion goes to this high school for the first time, he had to wear prosthetic legs. They made him wear prosthetic legs because really, when you look at Zion, he looks like his whole, because it's, he doesn't have any legs. So it's like down to where his legs would begin. So they made him wear prosthetic legs so that he could walk at like the level that everyone else was at. And just like they mention how like they cut into his skin and he wasn't used to wearing them. He could be fine. He could move around without them. And he said he really felt like people were forcing him to look like, to look more like everyone else. And it kind of seems like more for all of their benefit, not for his, because he, you know, he'd never known anything else. And he felt okay with the way that he looked and the way that his body was, because that's just who he was. And he knew that, which is really powerful in the beginning, because you see that it's not like he was this completely broken person who had no self-confidence, but he is this person who became even more powerful. And that's really beautiful to watch. Just to see the confidence that blossomed, but then also at the end of this film, when he is talking about the final match, I don't want to give any away spoilers. It's hard, but you just see the way the coach talks about that match and everything that Zion did and how much he cares about Zion and how he knows just how hard Zion worked through everything. And that just you see his love for Zion. And just this part got me. I got all choked up, which happened to me twice. So really, in a very short period of time, I almost just like wept multiple times. And that's how like impactful this story is. There's also a part where Zion's adopted mother, she says a prayer over Zion and for him, and that part also just really touched me. It's so heartfelt, and she just has so much hope for him and his future. It stirred my heart. It was really beautiful. Also, at the end of the film, you learn that Zion went to community college after high school and then transferred to Kent State, where he just continued his love of wrestling into his college career. It also says that he is currently pursuing a degree in business management. And also, after this film, Zion is ranked 8th in the National Collegiate Wrestling Association, and he does have aspirations for, you know, national championships and potentially even the Olympics. So it's just really great to see. And I guess like both the films, Zion and Dumpling, you know, I'm talking about them because they're both on Netflix and I think you should definitely go watch them. But also both of these films are kind of about the physical parts of these, of two characters' lives. Well, Zion's not a character. These two people's lives, these two movie subjects, and kind of how they can grow and become these better versions of themselves. Not necessarily because they are changing their bodies to be like everyone else, but because they are still proud of their bodies and that it's more than just however they are physically. It goes beyond that. And I enjoyed, I guess that kind of made my week a little bit brighter, is thinking about that. So from Zion, I want to move on to talk about our next Netflix film, Dumpling. And this film is on Netflix, as I said. It was released December 7th, 2018, directed by Anne Fletcher. As I mentioned earlier, Jennifer Aniston is in this film, Danielle McDonald, Dove Cameron, just... It's a great film. It's based on a 2015 novel by Julie Murphy. And really, it's about Rosie, who's a character played by Jennifer Aniston. She is a former beauty queen, and she hosts the annual, like, local Ms. Bluebonnet beauty contest. Her daughter, Willa Dean, who is played by Danielle McDonald, enters the contest after she finds a pageant application that her late aunt filled out for herself. And Willa Dean's enrollment inspires like other sort of misfits in the town to join the pageant in an attempt to start a revolution against what beauty pageants are all about. And just as Willa Dean goes about this journey, she grows in her relationships with her friends, learns about herself, grows in her relationship with her mom, and also a boy who she kind of likes and who likes her for who she is. And it's so cute. Ariane had talked to me about this previously, and she just talked about how adorable it was. And I agree. I also, a film called Dumplin', I feel like, you know, is going to be adorable. But also, I think Jennifer Aniston is really great in this film. She plays this character really well, a character who, so she's the mom, Rosie is the mom of Willa Dean, and she's this former beauty queen. So she's super skinny and blonde and is always, you know, thinking about how she looks and making sure that the dress that she wears every year at this beauty pageant will always fit her. And she always starts her diet and is exercising and whatnot. But she's a character who could be so unlikable. And I was really impressed by how Jennifer Aniston was able to make her, I guess, likable, at least not like hateable. Like, she's still, you don't necessarily love her, but I at least felt like I didn't hate her either. And I really could see that she did love her daughter, despite sort of maybe the pressures she unknowingly puts upon her daughter, Willa Dean. So I thought that was adorable. Also, in general, I would say it was pretty well executed. As I mentioned, it has Dolly Parton, not because Dolly Parton shows up in the film, but because of all the Dolly Parton songs that come into this film. Willa Dean loves Dolly Parton, and her aunt who her aunt Lucy, whom she loved, who basically raised her, introduced her to Dolly Parton, and that's what really started her love for Dolly. I enjoy listening to Dolly Parton anyway, so I would say watching this film made me appreciate Dolly even more, made me want to listen to her music even more. If there had been a Dolly Parton cameo, I would not have complained. I think that would have been adorable if out of nowhere Dolly Parton had showed up. I would have loved it, even though it probably would have been really cheesy. I still probably would have thought it was cute. But I thought that was great. It just made me want to listen to Dolly more. So they did a good job on that. Also, I do feel like this is a film that Dolly Parton would want to be a part of. I don't know if she knew about it when it was just a book. But yeah, I don't know. I thought it was great. Also, the main character, Willa Dean, you really get to see her struggles and her triumphs. She, you know, it's not like she's not obsessed with trying to diet or trying to like look, like her mom or become the skinny girl that she feels her mom wants her to become. She doesn't want to do that. She's fine with herself. But you do see some of her insecurities about being overweight. You see her being teased and picked on and, just, you see that it's not something that she feels a need to change, but she wishes that other people would change how they acted around her because of her weight. And I enjoyed that about this film, that it wasn't about Willa Dean, like, fitting in with everyone else. I mean, she enters a beauty pageant basically to, like, take it down, which, you know, again, she's not trying to be like everyone else. But you see that she has a rebellious nature, and she wants to just be able to be herself and, you know, express to her mother that she's going to be herself and that it's not all about being skinny. Something that stood out to me about this relationship between Willa Dean and her mom is that it always seemed to me that Willa Dean felt her mom was embarrassed by her and always wanted her to be really skinny. But I did not actually get that vibe from Jennifer Aniston's character, Rosie. As I mentioned, I don't hate that character. I don't think she's terrible. She's not like, you know, like an evil stepmom. I felt like I could tell that she did love Willa Dean, and she never explicitly says to her daughter, like, you have to lose weight. I think really more than anything, she just wishes her and Willa Dean were more similar, not out of body size, but that they had more similarities and more things to share, because Rosie loves the pageant. Willa Dean thinks it's silly and stupid. And Willa Dean loves, you know, Dolly, but Rosie doesn't necessarily share that same appreciation. So I feel like really it's more how Rosie wants her and her daughter to, you know, maybe have a closer relationship, even though she gets annoyed by Willa Dean sometimes. But I feel like in a way Willa Dean just thinks her mom doesn't like her because of her weight, or because she doesn't fit in, or because her mom is embarrassed by her and how she looks. So I would say that almost made me annoyed with Willa Dean throughout the film, because other people make fun of Willa Dean for her weight, and obviously I hate those characters, but I don't think, you know, where some of Willa Dean's anger comes from are these internalized, like, things that she perceives her mother feels about her. And maybe in the book that is more obvious, but in the movie I didn't see that. I will also state that this is based off a book, and I really felt that when I was watching it, because I felt like there were parts missing, maybe like insights into characters, like what they were thinking, and things that would come out more in a novel where you can like dive really deep into like the character's mind. And because, you know, a book, you can have more detail and things like that. So I really felt like there were some parts and little details missing that I wish the movie had maybe explained a little more. I kind of wish they had gone more into Willa Dean's head, and then I could understand a little bit more about her angst. I mean, maybe it's really obvious and I just missed it. Maybe it's just that people make fun of her for her weight and that's just what it is. And that's possible, but I felt watching it that there was like a little bit more in there that I wish they had like teased out. So we're going to take another break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to keep talking about Dumplin'.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Movie Podcast. We are finishing up our episode. We are continuing to talk about Dumplin', which is a lovely and cute film on Netflix out right now and streaming. Another part that I wanted to mention about this film is I really enjoyed the performance by actor Maddie Bialo, and I think she's so cute. She plays a character named Millie, and I thought she was, her and Jennifer Aniston were probably some of my favorite actors in this movie, and I just thought she did a great job and really exuded that character, and she's sort of bubbly and fun and smiley, and I thought she did a really good job on that. I did think it was cute when there's a part where the main girls go to a bar to go see a Dolly Parton show. But little do they know, well, it's not a Dolly Parton show, it's Dolly Parton night, basically, at this bar. But little do they know that it is a drag show, and there are all these drag queens who come out and perform as Dolly Parton, which I also thought was great. That really was a surprise for me when it happened. Some of it because I was like, they're in Texas, and it doesn't look like Austin. Like, I'm surprised there's a drag bar out here performing Dolly Parton like every Saturday night. So that surprised me a little bit, but it was a good surprise. I'm glad they put it in, and I really thought that it was cute. And just sort of this relationship forms between some of the drag queens and performers and these girls because they're going into a beauty pageant. And it's really cute. You get to see them sort of like grow, and you get to see these drag queens help the girls with their dresses and with their pageant walks, and they do a really good job. I will say this is a cute film. I think it's fun to watch, but I would like to add a few of my criticisms to this. I had mentioned earlier that I wish the film had maybe delved more into like Dumplin', like the things that she's thinking about, and a little bit more into like her head about, like, I feel like there could be a lot of complicated relationships here, like complicated relationships where you have like the Jennifer Aniston character as her mom with Dumplin', and I just wanted a little bit more insight into that, really. There were some parts of the acting that I felt were awkward. Some of that could have been because it felt like there could have been more details to fill into the story. So I'm like, maybe they cut scenes or something. Or there was just so much the actors were trying to convey that it became difficult. Because also some of these actors, the actresses who play some of the girls in the pageant, they're very young. So I'm like, well, maybe like it was just like not translated well via the acting. I don't know. But I just felt like there were a few awkward moments when I didn't quite get what they were going for. I thought Jennifer Aniston was great, but some of the other characters and their interactions with her confused me a little bit. Overall, I would say if you're looking for an adorable story, something that's appropriate for young girls and sort of has the feeling like it doesn't matter what you look like, you're still beautiful, I really think this can be an encouraging story. Also, there's one more point that I wanted to bring up, and it's something that both the film Zion and Dumplin' made me think of. And this is a little bit more personal, but it really, to me, sometimes I always feel like you should be able to have your, you know, such great self-confidence and to be really strong and just be, you know, the absolute best that you can be. when situations are difficult, kind of like when you're in an underdog situation, that you should be able to be super self-confident and just like glowing no matter what. And that's what really strength is. But watching these films in Zion, Zion does great in wrestling, and in Dumpling, Dumpling really comes out in this beauty pageant. She really shines and does a really good job and impresses her mom. And it really made me think about, like, just because somewhat like success and doing well does not cheapen self-confidence that may result from this success. Sometimes I feel like just because you're like, if you're self-confident, but you're doing really well, then your self-confidence is kind of fake. It's shallow. And that if you're in a bad life situation, you're always the underdog, but you're also super confident. Like, that is better and stronger self-confidence. And while I think that is very strong self-confidence, watching these films made me think about the fact that success doesn't cheapen your self-confidence that may result from your success. So I hope that makes sense. That's something that I thought about after these films, and I don't know, I felt like helped me and encouraged me, like, you know, no matter like where I am in life, it's good to have self-confidence, but I shouldn't beat myself up for being super confident when things are going well and maybe struggling when things aren't, because, you know, being self-confident when things are going well is still also self-confidence, and it's still also strength. So that's what I thought about, and I hope that you all go out and watch Dumpling and watch Zion. I think Dumpling is cute, but I think everyone should watch Zion. It is truly inspiring. You might get choked up, so grab some tissues. I would highly suggest it. So thank you all so much for listening, and I hope you tune in to the next movies episode.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.